Live from the top of College Hill. Finally, after 18 months away, it's In You All Along here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Yeah. we're smiling because we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling because we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling because we've got a four-track studio.
We got on the college radio.
The college radio.
Because my brother was a DJ
from 6 to 8.
Hey, he said we could be big stars. If we could just make it to the charts.
Happy and we're smiling because we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling because we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling because we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling because we got a four-track studio.
We were sad the day my brother died. How would we make it now? How would we get on the college radio?
Oh, no.
Oh, now how would we make it to the top?
I don't know.
Looks like I'll have to get myself a day job.
Not happy and we're smiling because we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling because we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling because we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling because we're so damn alternative.
Then we got ourselves a manager.
His name was Ian.
Who said we'd have to get ourselves a girl singer. Hey, I said my girlfriend could do the job.
Oh no.
And we wouldn't have to pay her much.
Happy and we're smiling cause we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling cause we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling cause we're on college radio. Happy and we're smiling.
Starting to bleed. Everyone on your knees in the room. Instances and islands connected by faith. Outside meets what's within and a tirade escapes. Everyone on your face in the room.
Murder went backwards into
stick padding lies deep in the grooves. An antique headboard with a face of its own grants and provides a sustenance of stone. Myrtle hasn't grown, hasn't moved. Magnificent thought to be the changeless host to a fanciful cloud amid the drapery of air. was a crease in the wall, the floor and the stairs, making two of your house, two of your mind and your cage.
There you go. There you go. There we are. 70-something shows done right at home, sitting in my living room. The comfort of my own home. And yet, never comfortable. Like this squeaky, kind of loose, can you hear it there? It's a rattling chair. In Studio A of WMFO Medford, atop College Hill, we're allowed in here finally after all this exile. Man, oh man, I tell you, it couldn't come soon enough, and I could spend the entire show talking about it. I could talk about how much we complained over the past year about hating being at home. I mean, it's like everything else, okay? We've all had our things that we had to sacrifice, but man, oh man, oh man, is it good to be back here, putting the training wheels back on a little bit, but the muscle memory is strong, so the show is proceeding pretty well. All systems are go. All the little lights and knobs and things seem to be just where they're supposed to be, and I am so glad to be back here. I'm so glad, so grateful to you guys for tuning in here for the triumphant return to live radio. Wow. And on that triumphant return, what did we just hear? We just heard from Heretics. Heretics, those of you who've been in Massachusetts for a while, you guys will know the band Heretics. They were around a lot back in the early 90s when I first got to know them. And that was their song called Myrtle off of 1992's Continuous Soft Hits on the Head. One of my favorite album titles, also a great album from beginning to end. And you can go see Heretics, believe it or not, this weekend. We have another jam-packed weekend full of live music here in the Boston area. But you can see them tomorrow at the Paradise with Tree, Sam Black, Church, and Stompbox. Talk about a lineup that of bands, just not a lot of, you know, see a lot of around these days. Three of those guys, I think, are doing that same show. Everybody except Heretics is on the same bill tonight at the Paradise. I have no idea what the ticket situation is like, but you, industrious listener, you'll find that out. I know you. Before that, we heard from the Bombastics. The Bombastics of Western Massachusetts fame from also in the early 90s with College Radio from their 1993 tape, Try This Live. We are happy and we're smiling because we're on the College Radio. I'm like jumping up and down in my seat here. I'm telling you, like I literally want to like run around the room. But I played that because my friend Mark, who I used to see those guys with all the time, is coming into town. 30 years. You have a friend you're like you've known for 30 years. You know, it's a good sign. You're doing something right with your life. But we used to go see a lot of the local bands in the Northampton area back in those days. Bombastics were one of our favorites. And there you go, Mark. Hurry up and get here. Before that, we heard from the Thalia Zadek Band with Queasy off a brand new album called Perfect Vision. Those guys, Thalia Zadek and company, will be playing on Sunday at O'Brien's with Andrew Cohen and Honey Radar. I scribbled this stuff out so excitedly, I can't read my own handwriting. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of good stuff coming up. This next bit is a segment I've been playing a little bit here and there, an occasional segment here on In You All Along, a collection of pieces called Extinction Room. And this is one I played earlier this year, and I'm sad to say that is about the ivory-billed woodpecker, which hadn't been seen in decades. And just this week, the government declared it fully and totally 100% extinct. Good job, humanity. Nice job ruining it for everybody. But anyway, I thought it would be a good time to reflect on what we lost. Can't do that too much, especially when something is gone forever and good with no chance of coming back. So let's remember the ivory-billed woodpecker, you and me.
This is the ivory-billed woodpecker, Campyphyllis principalis. This audio was recorded on the 9th and 14th of April, 1935, by Cornell University ornithology professors Arthur Allen and Peter Paul Kellogg in the Singer Tract.
They're both on that plane.
The ivory-billed woodpecker hasn't been officially sighted since 1944 and is probably extinct, although many believe a small population could still exist somewhere in the swampy forests of southeastern North America.
I have to wave my hand to keep them going in.
Because of its specialized feeding requirements, the ivory-billed woodpecker existed naturally at very low population densities. With an area of perhaps around 25 square kilometers required per pair, the species fed on beetle larvae, living inside dead and rotting timber. One decaying tree would provide food for a pair of birds for a few weeks. After the food supply in the tree was exhausted, they would move in search of another suitable location. A small group consisting of several pairs would therefore need a minimum of 100 square kilometers of undisturbed, mature forest to be able to survive. Intensive logging of the area from the late 19th century onwards driven by the construction requirements of rapid urbanization, left the formerly vast habitat of the ivory-billed woodpecker fragmented and greatly reduced. By the early 20th century, the bird was thought to be nearing extinction, which only served to drive demand for taxidermied specimens. In 1924, a pair of birds was found by Arthur Allen, one of the recordists of this audio, and his wife Elsa near Taylor Creek. A taxidermist heard of the find and shot both birds while the couple were briefly away from the site. In 1932, a sizable population was rumored to exist in the Singer Tract, a parcel of land along the Tensas River, around 300 square kilometers in size, which was once owned by the Singer Sewing Machine Company. At the time, it was the largest remaining piece of virgin forest in the region. Arthur Allen, along with his colleague Peter Kellogg, decided to travel to the Singer Tract to investigate the rumor, with the goal of making audio and video recordings of this vanishing bird. After 3 days of searching in the swamp, they had success, finding a pair nesting in a red maple. Their recording equipment was transported to the site on a wagon by mule. The area was too swampy for cars or trucks. Tape recorders had not yet been invented. What you can now hear was originally documented by Allen and Kellogg using the Movietone sound system. This was an optical process of recording audio. It worked by converting vibrations into electrical impulses, and then light of varying intensity, which was captured on motion picture film. After the film was developed, the process would be reversed, converting the light images back into electrical impulses, which were then converted back into sound. Their work with the ivory-billed woodpecker was one of the first recordings made of animal vocalizations. In 1937, the Singer Company sold the logging rights to the land to the Chicago Mill and Lumber Company, and logging began in 1938. In April 1944, the last ivory-billed woodpecker in the Singer Tract was observed, a female in a small patch of uncut timber, surrounded on all sides by raised forest. This was the last confirmed sighting of the ivory-billed woodpecker.
They're both on that tree.
In the meantime, the Singer Tract has been largely reforested and is now part of the Tensas River National Wildlife Refuge, in the hope of the ivory-billed woodpecker's return. Thank you.
Diablo. Well, the guy looked like an undertaker, smile on his face, leaned out the window and he said, "That's it, you wanna race?" We'll be right back.
First mistake, first screw up, miscue, whatever you want to call it. It's all right. It's part of the magic of live radio. It's what we do down here, down at the top of College Hill, the corner, the magic corner of College Ave and Boston Ave, where we control the fate of all the passersby. by sending wonderful energy out into their ears. Our signal literally in you all along if you're standing out there. You know, I talked in the last mic break a little bit about how trying it was on all of us. What a pain in the butt, to put it frank terms, about pulling together live radio every week, hours and hours of extra work. And first of all, hats off to all of the DJs that busted their butts, because I know what it was like, and they were all doing it too. And holy cow, we just all wanted to be back in here, but, you know, we just wanted to keep this thing going. And what an amazing crew of people down here. On top of that, and more so even, to the crew of people that kept this, that came up with the remote broadcasting situation and made it work. I'll tell you something. Back in like March and April of last year, 2020, I can't even remember what year it is. 2020, we had weeks where we had nothing but automation going on, just pulling the same old songs out of the stack that you hear when there's no DJ on. And there were people that even said, "Nah, we can't do remote broadcasting. That's too much. That wouldn't work." And God bless these guys. They made it happen. Our ops team, scattered here and there and everywhere, came together and put this together. And with hiccups, but really minor ones, it's worked. And it's been incredible. And you know, it'll still give us the opportunity, like next week. Next week, I won't be here. But I will be uploading my show. And now I can do that. And I might even put a rerun on. Who knows? We can do whatever we want. This is freeform, baby. Anyway, that was a very brief set in terms of number of songs. Long in terms of time. Gave me a little time there to catch up, catch my breath, get back into the comfort zone here. But we just heard from Angry Johnny and the Killbillies, who, as you may know, again, if you were a longtime Massachusetts rock and roll person, been around for years and years and years, another band. We used to see them play on the street in Northampton. They're just a three-piece sitting there on the sidewalk playing for change. And that song, Drag Race and the Devil, was a song I always loved to see them play on that sidewalk. And then when they, you know, moved on up into the clubs and things, they kept going. And that was from their 1996 album called Hankenstein. I urge you to go see Angry Johnny whenever you can, whenever that time may come. And of course, before that, as I said, that was a little background story about the ivory-billed woodpecker from Extinction Room, a project from Germany of a whole bunch of recordings of extinct or nearly extinct organisms. Animals, all of them animals, because you can't really record a plant, but you can. Doesn't make very good radio. But neither does me talking on and on. But I will say that behind me, of course, we've got a little instrumental background loop. Oh, the instrumental part of Yola Tango's Autumn Sweater. I heard they put on a terrific show somewhere upstate New York. Past couple of days, they were down in Providence a couple weeks ago. I can't wait to see them again. They were like the only band I saw all of last summer, and what a treat that was, and how amazing just to be able to see live music at all. Every time you see live music, in whatever safe way you do it, remind yourself 4 months ago it was illegal. Okay, sobering times. Okay, all right. Got a few more songs here, cram them in there. I gotta clean up and get out of here and sanitize this place, get my germs off it, so stay tuned.
your fault.
You don't have to speak to teens to be
what
a perfect
to expect
parent.
When you're expecting.
Thousands of teens in foster
a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Man, oh man, we made it. We made it through. You and me, we always make it through. One way or another. We haven't been stuck in one of these shows yet, right? Right? We just heard just a quick couple of songs. Actually cut that set a little short because our new protocol here requires that each DJ spend a little bit of literal housekeeping time. Literally cleaning, which I will be doing the last couple of minutes that I'm in here. But anyway, we just heard from Gene Dante and the Future Starlets with one of my favorites of theirs, Hand Me Your Razors, a single of theirs from back in 2014. Gene Dante and his Future Starlets, not sure if they've become starlets now. That's been quite a while that they've been, you know, Future Starlets. Starlets of some kind will be joining Gene Dante tonight at Kodo up in Salem, along with Linnea's Garden and State of the Union. Kodo is one of my favorite places to see a show. If you haven't been there, you know, you're comfortable seeing music indoors, keep it in mind. It is a Japanese restaurant with a stage, and there are people sitting at the bar eating sushi and doing sake bombs while you're watching a rock and roll show, and it's a good time. It's a great crowd. You get a lot of Boston bands up there mixing with a lot of the sort of North Shore circuit bands that don't come down quite as much. And it's just someplace else to go. And if you are, you know, the Halloween type person, it all started in September in Salem, so you'll be happy as a clam. Prior to that, we heard from Brazilian Girls with Lazy Lover. That is from 2004, from their self-titled album. That is all we heard here on In You All Along on this triumphant return to in-studio broadcasting. I am so happy to have been here with you. I'm so happy to look forward to doing this again with you next week. My close out line for so many weeks, for 70 something weeks, has been stay tuned for more pre-programmed, pre-recorded canned radio. But none of that. You get more live radio coming up next year on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. We'll see you next week.